Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Absolutely, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Wiggins, World of Wellness. And this is Stacey Wiggins. And this is radio, the way it should be heard. I'm glad to have you here today to check in and tune in with some of the things and events that I've recently have incurred or enjoyed. And that was a meeting with a group of alpha bioticists. Yes, that's who I belong with, is a group that helps bring balance to the world. So we'll talk about that in the second half hour and this awesome book that I got from one of my best buddies and friends. It's Christopher Lee Marr, and it's Free for Life, actually. Probably will be reading a little bit from this. It's a phenomenal book. It really, really hones in on what we deal with today and how we don't understand stress and the need to understand stress. But today, first off, I want to give you a gift. I would call this a blessing. Hopefully, you feel just as enthused as I am. On my travel, on my mission, on my journey to health and wellness, I always look for what are the foundational things that we need to do, that we need to cover, that don't necessarily have to be expensive, but what are the fundamental, foundational things that we need to have as optimal living is our target. Not half measures, not weak products, but what are the things that are going to make my life better? What are the things that are going to enhance my inner body as well as outer body? Well, fundamentally, we know that being balanced, having a brain that is fully functional, fully charged, is one of the most basic principles to optimal wellness. Now, that might not be very popular, or you might not have heard that, but that is certainly a fundamental principle. Another fundamental principle is minerals. We heard about it, we've known about them forever, and matter of fact, Linus Pauling, I believe he was quoted by saying that minerals, or the deficiency of therein, possibly leads to all diseases, if not all, a great many of them. So minerals, I've known for many years, were very, very important. They were actually the fundamental building blocks to cellular health, organ tissue health, as well as full body health. And of course, I would try to take minerals, whether they're minerals from the ocean, whether it be in plant life, or minerals that were from deposits that were maybe thousands of years old. Well, I'm excited about getting to you this story about the world's most absorbable minerals. And what does that mean? Well, it means to me, all the things that I've tried in the past weren't really that good. And I'm also contemplating, well, I'm not contemplating, I'm also curious as to the thought, if they weren't that good, did they present any harm to me as well? And we may soon discover that, yes, a lot of the things on this market that we are calling health food market supplements aren't necessarily the best thing for us. However, this one product is, and it is from the most simplest, the most profound sources on Earth. Actually, it's in Earth. And we invite you, I invite you to jump in the mud or check out the mud movement. So this is a link that you can find online. It's themudmovement.com, and it's going to be about a 20-some-odd minute video. I want you to pay attention and check this out. Let's check it out.
For their health issues that they have right now or they're experiencing,
And tonight we want to explore a little bit about what this missing link is, how you can find the answer of what we've discovered here in our latest research that can benefit you and your health, your longevity, how you feel through the day. Your entire family can benefit from this information we're going to share with you tonight. First of all, I'd like to say that we live in the most amazing place. Planet Earth is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. It's a beautiful planet to live on, full of rich resources, forests, and mountains, and streams, and all the necessities that we require as human beings to sustain us and to heal us and to keep us well. And if you've done any traveling, you know the beauty of our planet is just sometimes overwhelming. And at the same time, there's a silent epidemic going on. What is the silent epidemic? Well, in a society where food is abundant and starvation is relatively rare, you'd think that that nutrient deficiencies would be a non-issue. But they're extremely common, and a lot of these nutrient deficiencies are often responsible for many of the symptoms and diseases that people are facing today. So how do these deficiencies occur in a world that we live in that's so plentiful? How does this occur when there's plenty of food to go around? Well, we call it modern day farming has been responsible for some of it, because what happened as the soils, poor soil conditions due to tilling practices, strip mining, chemical applications, poor fertilization techniques, which rip and burn up minerals in the soil. And so we go ahead and consume these foods that have been stripped. And not only that, when they go to make the foods that we're eating, of course, they process them. And so they're further stripped of nutrients, which creates poor digestion, compromised assimilation of any nutrients that were present, etc. And so we end up with a problem. And according to Scientific American, the main culprit in this disturbing nutritional trend is called soil depletion. And this is what's happening in our world right now. And it's not something brand new. Actually, back in 1936, the 74th Congress stated that 99% of the American people were deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Now, is that amazing? 1936, they were publishing these articles talking about deficiencies back then. Of course, we've all heard of Dr. Linus Pauling, the infamous Nobel Prize laureate. He won the Nobel Prize two times. He said you can trace every disease and every ailment to a mineral deficiency. So there it is. You can trace every disease, every ailment to a mineral deficiency. What are some of the symptoms that you might experience if you've got mineral deficiency? Well, poor cognitive processing. You know, just cloudy all the time. You're living in a fog. You can't think straight. Headaches, chronic migraines, constipation, fatigue, not just physical, but mental and emotional. Insomnia, you go to bed to go to sleep and you can't sleep. Muscle spasms and cramping. Has that ever happened to you in the middle of the night? Is this cramping? Chronic pain, fibromyalgia, heart arrhythmia, numbness. I've talked to a lot of people with neuropathy and different numbness in the extremities. Mood and behavioral disorder. These are just some of the things that a mineral deficiency that will occur with a mineral deficiency in our body. Well, there is a solution. According to scientists and medical studies, they call it the missing link to optimum health and nutrition. It's showing that there's a vital extract that has the ability to change one's life for the better. Well, what is that extract? Well, that's why we're here tonight. We are right now currently launching the company New Water. It's a Canadian-based company out of Ottawa, our capital city. New Water, we are currently launching this in Canada, the United States, India, Australia, across the European Union, and many other countries up and coming very shortly. It's all being put together by the Mudman. Now, you may say the Mudman, yes, This is our CEO, Mark St. Onge, and he loves playing in the mud. Now, there's a reason that you're seeing him here at one of the bogs, and I'll explain more of this later, here covered with mud. But one of the reasons is 30 years ago, he took a trip to Germany. He was studying to be an orthotherapist and a naturopath. And when he went to Germany, he saw people coming into these spa-like places who were many times crippled over with pain. Some of them were even in wheelchairs and coming in on crutches. And they'd come to these places for like a week at a time, and they'd sit in these hot mud baths. And there was something very restorative in the mud that Mark learned. There was an element. There was secret ingredients in the mud that really made an impact in people's health. And literally, think about yourself. If this 30 years ago, he sees these people come in on crutches and wheelchairs, and then a week or two later, he sees them walk out of the facility, many of them, on a, you know, under their own steam. And he thought, what is this? Because it's made such an impact on his thinking. He said, I got to bring this back to my patients in Canada. And so he began buying the mud from the Black Forest in Germany, bringing it back to Canada to help his patients. And they were getting great results. Then he thought, you know what? We've got some of these same forests and bogs here. I'm going to check and to see what we've got. He did an exhaustive search across Canada and found that there were 63 bogs that he physically researched and tested. And he found the world's richest source of fulvic and humic acid in the world, right near Ottawa, Canada. And in this, what we call peat bog, a bog is a bogland, a wetland that accumulates peat. It's a decomposition of plants and vegetation through a humification process. So in eastern Ontario, near Ottawa, we have the highest, purest, and most bioavailable form of organic, non-fossilized humic fulvic acid known to man. Now, is that amazing that he discovered this and he began servicing his patients with this product, and he began to get amazing results. Now, what are some of the results that you get by taking Mark's New Water Fulvic? Well, number one is inflammation. You see, inflammation, which a lot of people call the root of all disease, inflammation is terrible. It's painful, all kinds of challenges in our body. New Water benefits reduce inflammation, cell regeneration, that's cell and tissue regeneration. It's got an anti-aging aspect to it. Hormone balancing, not just a monthly hormone issues, but I'm talking about things like cardiovascular, glucose levels, those kind of things. It's also a heavy metal binder. What this means is when it goes into the cell, of your body, because it's a very minute molecule. It goes into the cell. It carries 60 times its weight of nutrition. It brings right directly into the heart of the cell, and it takes 60 times its weight in chemicals, toxins, and heavy metals out of the cell. Think about that. It's taking all the goodness into the cell and removing the toxins and the environmental pollutants out. It's also an adaptogen. It helps our body to adapt to stress. Pretty amazing product. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been around the natural health industry since I was probably 17 years of age. So I've seen a lot of different products out there, and I've actually worked with some product companies that were very successful. I was working with one company. They were doing $12 million per month. They didn't know anything about their product at all because they were just having somebody private label. That means they were just buying, somebody designed a product and they were making it for a bunch of key people, and they just slap your label on it. That's all. You order it from them. Instead of it coming from ABC company, it comes from XYZ company. So that kind of thinking happens in private labeling. Well, we are the developers, the formulators, and the manufacturers of this product. So Mark has been working on this for the last 30 years. He's developed 89 proprietary products unique to New Water. And so we don't have any white label here. Now, you might say, well, why should I choose New Water for my mineral source or this powerful, fulvic and humic acid? Well, number one, Our product has gone through rigorous testing and certification to ensure that you get the high quality supplement you expect and is tested at various levels. We've been approved by Health Canada. Unlike in the U.S. where they say, hey, the FDA has not evaluated this product and we can't make any curative claims. When you have an NPN number, you can say Health Canada has investigated this product, and due to the science and the research behind it, they've approved us and we can make claims. So that's significantly different. New water formulator, Marc St. Ange, better known as the Mudman, as I showed you, has tested and evaluated more than 60 sites to find the very best source of fulvic acid in the world. Our fulvic is from a very rich source of peat extracted from organic matter that originated some thousands of years ago. Actually, what happens at the bog, they go down beneath the bog 40 feet and they're tying into material that is 60,000 years of age. It just blows me away when I think about this. When I hold this drink in my hand, when I take my new water in the morning, I think, here's something that existed 60,000 years ago. These plants were taking in the sun. They were taking in the oxygen. They were uptaking the minerals from the soil back then. And now they're decomposing 40 feet down under the bog, and we bring these up, and there's just a special proprietary process that Marc St. Ange has developed through oxygenation and freeze-dry process. No chemicals are involved to bring this pure product to the market. And we have something called the New Water Tube, or sachet, which is a unique delivery system that keeps the potency of the fulvic acid until consumed so that you can maximize the benefit in your body. So my wife and I carry these with us. We take these sachets. Well, you don't have to worry about them aging. It's all there. The special delivery system keeps the potency intact. Each dosage is individually packed for your convenience, making it easy to take at home. You can take these to work. You can take them with you traveling. All you do is you empty the sachet into the water. We actually have three different delivery systems. One is our unflavored drops. And so you put five of these, there's a little line on the vial inside. You click that, you take five of those droppers in a glass of water. That's one way to get your full serving for the day. The second way is through a sachets or the tubes. As I just suggested, you can take one tube a day is the suggested serving size. I like to tell people this. Number one, if you're just looking for health maintenance, do one serving a day. If you're looking for performance, you should take two. If you're looking for therapeutic results, take three. Another way to get your new water fulvic is by our mineral-infused coffee. My wife and I have it every morning. We take a mineral-infused coffee. It's absolutely delicious. It's an Italian roast. Beautiful stuff. There's no sugar. There's no carbs and there's no calories in our product. It brings the nutrient delivery right into every cell. It helps take all the garbage out of the cell, cellular detoxification. And it also helps with healthy gut biome. So it's giving you the prebiotics, the probiotics for gut health. It comes in a liquid form that's quickly absorbable, containing all minerals, vitamins, and essentials for your daily diet and support. We love it. We've replaced all kinds of money we were spending other places to get this powerful product directly from Mother Earth. Think about it. The Earth is offering up this resource to us. This beautiful planet that we live in has held these secrets now for over 60,000 years. It's releasing that to us for our well-being. Now, many people get different kind of results. This is a picture of an individual a little over 4 years ago. He was 20 pounds overweight, felt very lethargic, and began taking the New Water product, which now is just being released to the market in a commercial way. It was only sold through spas before. And this is our president, Carlo Garibaldi. He's now become a weightlifter, bodybuilder, and this product changed his life. And he was the main reason that he inspired Mark to bring this product to the market. Now, how are we bringing it to the market? We decided not to bring it to the market through putting it on a health food store shelf or selling it in an infomercial on television. But we wanted to bring this to the market through word of mouth advertising, through networking. Why? Because this is the story that needs to be told. It's not something that just sitting on a shelf, people would understand. This 60,000 year old story and what makes this product different, the purity of it, the power of it. You need somebody who's had a personal experience with it, sharing that personal experience with you. I like what Anthony Robbins said. He said, the distance between dreams and reality is called action.
All right. Now, that was a great, great summation of this mineral that I've been taking, this mineral product that I've been taking, I'd say up to about 75 days. All right, so I have a list of questions that most people ask me. All right, Stacy, first off, how much do you take? I take probably two to three servings a day. I guarantee at least two servings because I do use the coffee pods. I actually don't have a coffee machine. I just use a French press, you know, the container with that screen lid. And so I boil water, toss in the grounds, pop open the pod, French press, and I mix it 50-50 with my chaga. Always had a chaga coffee kind of mixture, so I just introduced it into that. So that's my first serving in the morning. And let me tell you about this. Oh, my goodness. Because I am now doing this, minerals in the morning, I don't have to eat. I don't have the urge, the craving to eat until like 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This has never been the case in my life. I wake up and I eat. You know, the biggest breakfast, or it should be the biggest meal of the day kind of thing. That was my belief. That was my lifestyle. That was my structure. But now I'm like, I'm good. I'll take, what are those called? The bulletproof coffee where, I can't remember the guy's name to introduce the concept, but you're putting in either a big slab of butter or a big slab of coconut oil, MTC, where that gives you the long burn. It helps your body be sustained. So the middle of the day, I may take the droppers because I do have the droppers and or the sachet. In the evening time, I usually like to have it with my hot cocoa. So there usually is my three servings. First thing in the morning, sometime midday when I'm demonstrating the product to other people, and in the evening. Phenomenal results. People are like, that's the next question. Okay, so what have you felt? Because they know that I've done a lot of different products, had a lot of different experiences. So thus, I'm able to really kind of tune into what it is doing to me, for me, or just being aware. Here's some of the things. Certainly energy. Energy throughout the roof, not so much uncontrolled energy, but energy sustained for a much longer time. I finish working out, take a shower, and I'm like, okay, do you want to work out again? This is crazy. So the recovery, energy recovery are phenomenal. And I push myself harder, kind of scared because I'm thinking, oh, I'll hurt myself, but that's just not the case. All right, so what's the next thing I've listed up here? Increased digestion. It talked about the biodome and the fact that you actually have billions and billions of friendly bacteria and not so friendly bacteria, and they are your, quote, biodome. And if you are out of control, or if that's out of control, then you're out of control. They have such a symbiotic relationship to our human existence that if they weren't there, we would die, simply put like that. So what this product has done is, actually, it's helped me drop off my last 2 to 3 pounds of that belly weight right at the navel area, right at above the waist. I've had that problem for about a year and a half. I got pictures to prove it. Boom, gone. Six pack returned. I'm like, woohoo! It's nice to have as you get older. Longer fasting period of time. So I kind of covered that already. I can go much longer without eating and not feel starved. Actually, don't feel cravings. That is amazing because, believe me, I've eaten food and I'd love to eat food. And my ego's tied into it. But now it's like, I just don't need that much. My overall tension, my muscle suppleness, the softness of tissue is really, really much better, which leads into my flexibility. Now, I've already been pretty darn flexible kind of guy, but now it's like, oh my goodness, that I don't feel the hold up, the pull, the tension that I used to feel when I was stretching previously. Like I said, talked about weight loss a little bit. I didn't have much weight to lose, but where I needed it, it just left. I'm amazed with that because I didn't do any other additional, didn't work out harder, didn't do more far infrared saunas. I just kept on living my life. So that was really cool. Skin texture, skin color, skin, like being out in the sun, much more tolerable. It's like, ooh, it feels good as opposed to, oh man, it's burning. That I noticed, which was incredible, but something that was even more incredible. I was in Dallas, Texas this past weekend for the Alphabotics recertification program. And at the house I was staying at, I was boiling some water for some hot tea. And this one pan, it was bent, so it wasn't totally round. It had a flat spot, and I was trying to pour water from that flat spot into the mug, and the water poured out right onto my hand. Now, I had this mug over the sink, and I didn't want to break and shatter the mug. You know, I didn't want to destroy the people's house or that kind of thing. So I held on to it and kind of just, and then I looked at my hand, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? I didn't feel the burn sensation. Crazy as it could be, I did not feel my thumb or my finger get burnt. And boiling water, let's face it, that stuff's going to, it's going to burn the crap out of you. So I'm not going to try that again. I did hear someone else saying that they hit themselves with a hammer in the shin and they thought it would really, really hurt. And a half hour later, they're like, oh, where is the spot? So the anti-inflammation properties to this product is phenomenal. It's unbelievable. And many other people reporting the same thing. Most people are talking about they sleep much better. That was not the top of my list because I sleep real good. But something that did happen and occur after a little bit of time is hair growth. This stuff is going crazy. I got actually a hairline that's kind of growing down further. And my hair color, the depth of it, you know, as people get older, they kind of fade to gray. Happens in all races. Well, my hair is not fading to gray. I still have some gray hairs, you know, coming out here and there. But my goodness, the rest of my original hair color, it's like really starting to shine, really starting to glow. This has helped me to resist stress. Resist stress, that was the one example, was pouring the hot water onto my hand. But the other example is just managing mental stress, things coming at you. Because, listen, you can have a great day. You can be gratitude and loving the sun and loving God, and something can happen. A phone call could happen. A loss of your job can happen, and that will send you in a tailspin. That will send you into a mental destructive whirlwind of, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And so you are actually chemically, emotionally insulting your body. And what am I bringing this up for? Well, I kind of went through a little experience and I realized that, man, I could brush it off my shoulder a lot easier, or I could just breathe in, go through the process, not necessarily fight it, hold it back, try to do something, deny the existence of it. So I guess I could just better say that just handling stress much better. Once again, I talked about being more flexible, more resistant. People ask me oftentimes, Stacy, how often do you stretch? You know, it's like, well, now I don't stretch too often because I can maintain a very flexible body. Now, how does that occur? Well, it occurs through maintaining alkalinity. And real quickly, before the end of this first hour, alkalinity has everything to do with you being soft and supple. But when you're acidic, it has everything to do with your nervous system being tight, wired, muscles tight, arthritic conditions, things not moving and flowing because the acids are overwhelming in our body. So it's a horrible situation to be overly acidified, and that's where most of us are. So hey, we're going to go to a break here at talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness here on talktainmentradio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's AFA KIN.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great, got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download Talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacy Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. Hey, I was very, and still am very excited about the information that I brought you the first half hour on the wonderful minerals and left you without any contact information or follow-up links and things like that. So let's get to that right now. This wonderful product can be further studied and understood at these two links, which is www.jumpinthemud.com. Yes, you heard it. jumpinthemud.com. And the other, the second link is the one we heard earlier this first half hour, and that is www.mudmovement.com.
Yes, you've heard that too. MudMovement.com. Those two sites will provide you an in-depth understanding, information as to what makes these minerals so special. They just aren't doing one thing. They're doing multiples of things to help bring your highest potential, to bring your optimal wellness into manifestation. And that's what I'm here for. That's what we are all here for, is how can I improve my life? How can I better my life? But doggone it, don't have to rob the bank. I don't have to sell off my cars, my kids, and whatever, my possessions, in order to become healthy. And that's another aspect we need to look at, because oftentimes when we look at certain expenses of, ooh, that cost how much? Ooh, a massage cost how much? Or the far infrared sauna, which I've sold many, many, many of throughout the years. People do have a price sticker shock. And the far infrared sauna is about a little bit over $1,000 or $1,000 even. And like, ooh, that's expensive. But that's the way we react and respond to things, because we are taught how to look at stuff in the expense side, not look at stuff in the investment side. So here's what I mean. Let's say you went out and you spent $1,000 and you bought yourself a far infrared sauna. Well, this far infrared sauna will provide you years and years and years, not just you, but your family, of years and years and years of increased blood flow, detoxification, sweating, just a therapeutic level of relaxing the body, de-stressing the mind and body, and getting some of these hideous toxic chemicals that we have to deal with every day in our world. So, speaking of getting these hideous toxic chemicals out of our lives, these minerals are superior at doing it. So I gave you the first two links. That's for more information. And if you would like to get the product itself, if you'd like to look into the pricing of it, pretty much each serving works just out to be under $2 per serving. So expect that to be your investment in yourself, not your expense, not your, oh, gee whiz, that cost how much? It's an investment, because, hey, minerals are the most foundational part of your being. It's like building a house. Well, skip the block, skip the concrete, skip the sand, but let's build on top of the ground. No, it's not going to happen. You got to dig down in the ground, get connected to your sewers, your electrics, and all that stuff, and then build upon that. So getting down to the nitty-gritty is starting with those minerals. So that website, yes, I keep on holding off on it. That is www.wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, .NUTR.com. That's new water. Oops, I'm sorry. NUWTR. Ooh, let's go all the way back to the beginning. That link for the product itself is found at www.wiggins.newwater, which is spelled NUWTR.com. www.wiggins.NUWTR.com. I hope I did not mix it up. All right. So please investigate those minerals. It'll be the best thing that you ever invested in, I guarantee you. Now, I have so many testimonials, and maybe next time I get on the phone or on the podcast, we'll get some testimonials on the phone so you can hear other people's experiences and their results. Because believe me, they are they're wild. One I have to share with you right now, sold a bottle to one of my clients, and took it home, and I saw him the next week. Said, hey, how you doing those minerals? He said, man, I think I feel pretty good. I'm moving around a little bit better. I'm sleeping a little bit better, feel loose. I'm like, oh, really? Well, how much are you taking? He said, I'm taking 5 drops. I'm like, what? He says, yeah, that's what you told me, 5 drops. And I told him 5 dropper fulls, but he just heard 5 drops. And so my mind went, what? It just had a little small explosion going, because if he took such a super small dose as to the prescribed 5 dropperfuls and got some pretty serious results, oh my goodness, what would other people get and expect? And it is results that are phenomenal, through the roof. most people just begin to experience a much better night's sleep, more energy throughout the day, you know, kind of elimination of those crashing that usually happens. So, man, it's about really tuning into the basic needs that your mind and body require. And minerals are, of course, one of the most basic needs. Now I'm going to shift gears because I want to help support my brother, Christopher Lee Marr. Christopher is a fellow alpha bioticist, an African-American alpha bioticist. He is also a Navy SEAL. He also comes from a background where after the Navy SEAL, he was training for the Olympics. He was a sprinter. And so he was at the highest of high end, working out, training, and pushing his own limits. His book that he just released this past year, September 11, 2019. September 11 is a special day because really that's when our whole country had received the greatest dose of stress that we ever those of us who are alive have experienced. And so that's his choice on releasing the book. And it's titled Free for Life, A Navy SEAL's Path to Inner Freedom and Outer Peace. What I am going to do is read to you. He has such a perspective that we all need to go out and buy his book and read it several times. I am just opening up the pages and reading it right now, but it is so electric, it's so necessary, it's so now that I can't wait to read through the whole book and then pick and choose things out and say, okay, I want to put this in the podcast, or I want to put this in a podcast. Listen, this whole book needs to be, first off, maybe he will, but it needs to be audio so you can listen to it driving around. And who knows, maybe I might do the audio part. But it needs to be on our necessary reading list. Our absolute must go out and buy this book this week, titled Free for Life. So quickly, I'm going to read from, you know what? I left this in the office. One of my clients picked it up and said, that's the best damn prologue I've ever read in my life. I'm like, really? And so I picked it up again and looked at it. And so here it goes. Prologue. Prepare yourself. A strong, sobering message lives in the following pages. It's not meant to make you feel uncomfortable. It's not meant to make you feel comfortable. It is meant to push you towards your edges and get you into reality. If any part of this book bothers you, that's a good sign. Take a moment to dive deep inside yourself. With the mind of a beginner, examine how you feel. Why do you feel the way you do? Where are you overly invested? What might need to change about how you view those around you, how you view life, how you view yourself? What would you rather not be true so that you can continue feeling unchallenged? Did you hear that? What would you rather not to be true so that you can continue feeling unchallenged? I think that digs at everyone because a lot of us know we're eating food that we know we shouldn't be eating. And we know the truth of it, but we would rather not know the truth. A lot of us do a lot of things that we know we shouldn't do. We know the truth of it, but by goodness, we are doing it. So there, he's already got me. He's already stabbed me once in the side. Can continue unchallenged so you don't have to change. That's what it is. We have this desire to not change. It's too uncomfortable to change. I'm sorry. Let's get back to reading. Use this book as an opportunity to move beyond your own limitations. Your body and your life are reflective of and relative to the amount of stress, tension, and distortion you're holding inside. That was deep. If you want to expand beyond your limitations, especially the limitations of your mind, you have to go into the body to create profound, instantaneous, and permanent change. If you do not go into the body, your inner philosopher remains stuck with believing it can think its way into freedom. It isn't possible. Drop that idea now. It's complete bull. Beep. I'm your tour guide in this new world, and I'm not here to be liked. What I care about is that you get the sobering truth that no one gave you. You may not agree with it, though you cannot question what's available here. If you're scared, address it head on. You may need additional support or education to help you move through your limitations and fears. Do the vulnerable thing and react and reach out. As you'll notice from my journey, reaching out for help was extremely uncomfortable. Yet I did, and my whole life changed for the better. I want to point out a point. We're not reading right now. Doing the thing that's uncomfortable usually is healthy. Working out is uncomfortable. Taking a cold shower or going into the ice dip is uncomfortable. Stepping into a hot sauna is uncomfortable. Yet, enduring these uncomfortable moments strengthens us. Now, not all things uncomfortable do strengthen us, but I want you to open up your mind to embracing discomfort. Okay, back to the book. You can look forward to being free and realizing other choices are available to you. You can become comfortable in body, increase your emotional and intellectual intelligence, eat and sleep and digest better. Every aspect of your life can become better with less effort because you'll get a deeper dynamic experience of your life. If you do not want that, put the book down. Burn it. Go back to pretending you got it all together. Excuse me. If you do want to be free, then you have one choice. You must take out the unresolved stress, tension, and distortion. Only then can you begin to access a fuller, greater expression of who you really are and leave the hell of struggle, strife, and suffering and upshift into ease and grace. For the true seekers who resonate with freedom as part of their life's purpose, read this book a minimum of 3 times. Regardless of your level of intelligence, it will take a minimum of 3 reads to fully integrate what's being offered. With the greatest amount of humility, I wish you luck on your journey to discover freedom from the inside out. The Inside Out was a previous business of mine, Health from the Inside Out. Introduction. We're going to go on here just a little bit more before I jump from his book, but I got to give you this part right here. Introduction. A painful journey. At 22, I was a Navy SEAL in my prime. I was at a sleek 1.8% body fat and could run 3 miles in under 15 minutes. That's smoking. I worked out all day long at a very high level. I could outperform professional athletes. Pound for pound, I was one of the strongest people on the planet. In terms of sheer fitness, I was the dictionary definition of peak condition. Yet, after 7 years of being a Navy SEAL and going through that intense training and performance, there was one problem. I was terribly unhealthy. You may wonder, how could a person who exercises rigorously be unhealthy? I didn't have the awareness yet to understand that the answer is in the question. Wow. Health is something that begins internally and is then reflected on the outer body, whereas fitness is evident externally. Okay? Let's read that again. Health is something that begins internally and is then reflected onto the outer body, whereas fitness is evident externally but gives no indication as to what's going on under the hood. I work with a lot of very fit people, and these fit people are unhealthy. It does seem very counterintuitive, but let's see what his explanation is. Back to the book. Fitness can be measured in cardiovascular numbers, examining how well a heart handles demands from the muscles' actions as well as body to fat ratio. But these figures do not reflect the health of one's body. Health is not six-pack abs. It's far more. In my experience, the people who are the most fit tend to be some of the unhealthiest people in the world. Fit bodies are often masked, hidden dangers. Fit people simultaneously have a lot of tension and stress in their systems. The health of their tissues, their range of motion, and their under-the-surface issues are far from optimal. I often say that it would be easier for me to take a couch potato and develop a functional body than it would be to take someone who's been involved in athletics for a lifetime and try to build a functional body from there. The so-called fit individuals I work with in my health practice tend to house the most stressors in their bodies. This surprises them, especially because they spent a significant amount of time doing physical activities like heavy weight lifting, yoga, and other things. These are often very successful people who've incorporated stress into their lives and essentially play through it. Stress plus time equals strama. New word. Pretty cool. Piled up stress causes severe and traumatic damage over time, what I call strama. A combination of stress and trauma. If you add a tiny amount of stress every day, it adds up. After 15 straight years, you'll eventually have a neglected body that reflects the entirety of all that harm. In fact, most human beings on this planet walk around with bodies that are highly traumatized. This is why we can walk by each other and not even manage a smile while someone else says hello. This is how we can yell with such hatred and bile at someone in a car next to us who also just wants to get home. We all become trapped in toxic bodies that are nothing more than dry powder kegs. We're like frogs slowly being boiled alive. We don't notice the heat at first, but it's not so bad that we jump out of the pot and it rises just steadily enough that we endure it until we no longer can. I've had friends who are the pictures of fitness, bend over to tie a shoe only to wind up face down in pain on the ground. Having blown out their lower backs, next thing they know, they're in bed for 3 to 4 weeks, trying to figure out what on earth happened. Anyone involved in athletics learns early on an old adage, mind over matter. In other words, choose to override the pain that your body is feeling. Add that to the motto of the SEALs. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And you end up ignoring every warning signal your body sends out. Eventually, the message will sink in, and when it does, it'll be too late. Your body will have suffered tremendous damage by then. While I was the poster boy for fitness, I had pain in every joint in my feet, knees, shoulders, wrists, low back, and neck. I needed a full-blown hip replacement at age 33. Wow. I was reading lips because my hearing was shot and my vision was rapidly going as well. On top of that, I was getting up 5 to 10 times a night to pee as I was a zombie-like insomniac. Wow. This is the fittest people of the world. This is what's happening to them. These are all symptoms anyone living a typical life in an industrialized country has experienced at one point or another. Mine were just exacerbated by the intensity of my youthful endeavors. I was running on adrenaline rather than the proper energy my body should have been creating from nutrients. I was taxing my adrenal glands, which wears out joints and exhausts the nervous system. Everything I had done in my life was now affecting my body. New paragraph. If it's in your body, it's in your life. After the SEALs, I began training for the Olympics in track and field. Every 2 to 3 months, however, I would be beset with another nagging injury. In fact, I kept becoming more and more susceptible to injuries in large part because I had but one gear. I gave 100% to everything I did. If I had a turbo button, I would that would allow me to do 110%, I was using it. While others around me paced themselves, chose their battles wisely, or found other reasons to train at some level under their highest potential, I left it all on the field every time. I used to admire the older runners whose knees were extensively taped and would grimace with every step. That guy's hardcore, I would think. There is something written into our mythology as Americans which glorifies the stoic man who suffers in silence. We tell legends of such men. Ours is a culture that honors only the winners, not the second place finishers. You probably heard second place is first loser or seen it on a t-shirt in my gym. In any endeavor, be it finance, sports, or the arts, we only devote our attention to the very best in the field. The others have failed as far as our society is concerned. It's not surprising then that we fail to document the torment that people go through in their attempt to reach the top, nor do we focus on the physical agony that takes a toll on the bodies of those who strive for success. To do so as a society would be to bear some responsibility in the unnecessary maiming of our sons and daughters. Amen. When you look at events like Olympics, what you see is triumph. In 20 years, there will be another batch of victorious athletes doing amazing things, but this generation of athletes, meanwhile, will be battling the most difficult physical challenges in their lives. Not on a pommel horse or a diving platform, but getting out of bed or bending their knees. They are accumulating trauma that they will pay for later. So we will read on this later on. But what his points and points that he's making is, as even children, matter of fact, many people and studies feel that even in the womb, we are subjected to trauma. If the mother is stressed out, then the baby is stressed out. We become stressed at a very, very young age, not learning how to de-stress, not learning how to manage it, not learning even what the potential side effects, the negative downside of worrying would be, or the negative downside effects of having a poor attitude about yourself, let alone a very traumatic incident, a breaking of an arm or a car accident, or actually just having your parents not love you. That trauma alone is, it's just hard to understand, hard to come back from, and to become a whole human being who can live and deal on this world in a whole way and not in a harmed and stressed out person. Another one of us walking on this earth in a zombie-like way because we are overly stressed, not aware of who we are, the magnificence that runs through our veins, just taken up and taken back by our own stresses, by our own inabilities to realize just how awesome we are as human beings. That's my journey. That's my passion, is to help people realize that we are way more than that what we think we are. Actually, I wrote something down that's somewhat cute, maybe might even be a little jabbing. And it was how I was feeling one day, because it's like I was looking around and seeing how many friends I have. And I do have some friends, and I got some great friends, but I thought, man, I really need more friends. I don't know what brought that on. But I wrote this down. I said, this is how I feel, period. Why, maybe I have few friends. Then I said, actually, I have a lot of great friends. I am that person, that, in quotes, I am that person who shows you the possibilities of who you are and really can be. And also expose the current lies, the stinking thinking that you sell to your cells. Did you get that one? That you sell, S-E-L-L, to your cells, C-E-L-L. So in other words, all the time you're thinking, you're talking to yourself. You're talking to your trillions of cells. What you believe is what you hand down into your body. If you don't believe you're a healer, if you believe you're a disease state person, then your cells are listening to that and following those instructions. If you believe you're an awesome healer and you're put onto this earth to do awesome things, then your cells will support that belief. It's an amazing, amazing journey that we are discovering and uncovering here, because as we are discovering as alpha bioticists, people who are helping bring balance to the world, that when you have a balanced outlook, when you have a balanced brain, you then really see the love in things. You then see that you are selling a better line to your cells. You're not in a destructive mode. You're in a recreative mode, a thriving mode. It's been great talking to you guys. And I hope that you've grasped a little something to this today, because it's all about prospering, not just surviving, not just scratching out a living. It's all about prospering here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard.
Let's holler back. the power.
The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.